I want to spend a moment on the quantum networking milestone because I think it's getting underreported relative to its significance. Researchers at a US federal lab have demonstrated a 13-mile open-air quantum network link, meaning they transmitted quantum entanglement states through the atmosphere, not through fiber optic cables, over a distance of 13 miles. That might not sound far, but in quantum networking terms, it's a substantial leap from what had previously been demonstrated in free space quantum communication.
Help me understand why open air matters so much relative to fiber. I know quantum networks are a big deal, but the distinction between the transmission medium isn't immediately obvious.
It matters for a few reasons. Fiber is expensive to lay, requires physical infrastructure, and has geographic constraints. You can't run fiber over an ocean or between buildings that don't have conduit access. Open-air quantum links, once they are reliable enough, can be deployed with much less infrastructure, and they're a stepping stone towards satellite-based quantum networking. If you can maintain quantum entanglement through 13 miles of turbulent, humid, real-world atmosphere, with all the photon scattering and absorption that entails, you've demonstrated a core capability that scales toward much longer distances.
And the implication for security is what everyone in the cryptography world is watching. Quantum networks enable quantum key distribution, a method of encrypting communications where any eavesdropping attempt physically disturbs the quantum states being transmitted, making interception detectable in real time. It's theoretically information-theoretically secure, meaning that even a quantum computer can't crack it, because the security doesn't rest on computational difficulty but on physics.
Right, and the reason this matters now, specifically, is the timeline toward cryptographically relevant quantum computers. The intelligence community and NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, have both assessed that within roughly a decade, possibly sooner, quantum computers may be capable of breaking current RSA and elliptic curve encryption. Every piece of encrypted data being captured today by adversary intelligence services could be decrypted later. That's the harvest now, decrypt later threat. Quantum networks provide one defensive response to that threat.
It's a genuine arms race, and the 13-mile open-air link in the US is significant partly as a demonstration of capability and partly as a public signal of where the research program stands. China has been the most aggressive nation in deploying quantum communication infrastructure. They have a ground-based quantum network spanning thousands of kilometers, and they've conducted quantum satellite experiments. A US open-air demonstration at this scale represents a meaningful data point in that competitive landscape.
SpaceX sits at the intersection of the science and space segments, and the shareholder disclosure adds an interesting dimension to the quantum networking story. Because one of the key vectors for eventually scaling quantum networks to planetary distances is satellite-based relay systems. And SpaceX's Starlink infrastructure is the current leading low-Earth orbit satellite. Constellation. Who owns SpaceX and what decisions they make about infrastructure access has national security implications that go well beyond launching cargo and crew.
The Trump administration's announced $725 million payment toward UN debt is also worth placing in the context of this segment, because international scientific cooperation, including the quantum research programs being developed under multilateral frameworks, depends partly on US participation in international institutions. The payment reduces some of the diplomatic friction that had been building around US arrears and signals at least a partial re-engagement with institutional multilateralism, even if the Hormuz and Canada tariff stories point in the opposite direction on some other fronts.